天路导向，约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处，来与我们同行吧。
我亲爱的好朋友，亲爱的弟兄，亲爱的姐妹，您好，非常的高兴今天有您收听天路导向这个节目。是的，我是您的好朋友林真儿。哎呀，每一次一到要做节目的时候呢，真儿的心呢就充满了感恩和一种说不出来的喜乐。为什么要感恩呢？因为一直以来神他用恩典来眷顾我们，使我们这个节目呢克服种种的困难，可以按时间在空中与您见面。当然啦，神他的恩典也随着约瑟夫牧师还有安祥大哥，当然特别是在真儿的软弱上显得完全，使这个节目呢能够按期将神的话语能够不断的更深层的更生动的带进到您的生命当中。正儿在这里也特别的为您的生命来献上感谢正儿特别的开心，因为有好多的弟兄姐妹因着天路导向这个节目呢，更加的对神的话语有所了解，而且呢又也用他们的生命来回应神的话语。所以如果您是这些亲爱的听众朋友当中的一个的话呢，今天正儿就要借着空中的电波向您说一声谢谢了，而且呢也恭喜你，因为神就是要借着这个节目来得着您的生命。那当然真儿也特别的感谢约瑟夫牧师还有安祥大哥每一次他们在信息当中带出来的精彩的内容，真的是让真儿的心也为之雀跃不已呀。那相信亲爱的好朋友，如果您也定期的收听我们的天路导向的话，您也可以像真儿一样的感受到，哇，原来神的话语真的是活的。那是的，没错，从今天开始呢，真儿又会带您进入新的一系列信息，叫做失丧与寻回。那在以往的节目当中呢，我们已经看了不同的系列的信息，从今天开始呢，约瑟夫牧师会带给我们新的一系列叫做失丧与寻回。那一讲到这个题目呢，相信亲爱的好朋友已经大概有一个概念，就是未来的日子里面我们要谈一谈关于迷失还有找回失物以后的那种欣喜如果是您曾经有过这种迷失的经验，或者是曾经有过找寻到那种你迷失很久失去很久的东西这种喜乐的话呢，您一定要收听我们的天路导向。好的，今天开始呢，我们就要来看看约瑟夫牧师他要讲什么。
We are delighted that you're able to join us.
亲爱的朋友，很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
I want to talk to you about lost and found.
今天我想和你谈谈失丧与寻回。
Not only tonight, but the next several weeks.
在以后的几次节目里，我都会和你谈这个话题。
And I want to begin by telling you a story.
让我先跟你说个故事吧。
A story that will tell you how it feels to be lost.
这个故事是讲到迷失时的感受的。
On one occasion, back in 1985,
这是1985年的一天。
My family and I were traveling in the city of London.
我和家人在伦敦旅游。
London is a very large city.
伦敦是一个很大的城市。
A city that is not familiar to us.
而我们又人生地不熟的。
We were strangers in it.
对这个城市感到很陌生。
And we have a gracious host who was hosting us in London.
幸好在伦敦接待我们的人很和善。
And he decided to take our children with us to McDonald's.
他决定带我们一家人去麦当劳用餐。
And we ended up in a very busy street in East London.
我们在伦敦东区的一条拥挤的街道上停了车。
Our host dropped us off and went to find a parking place.
朋友让我们先下车，然后自己去找停车位。
Our son, who was 7 years of age at the time,
那是我们七岁大的儿子
decided to follow the car by running after it.
就跟在车后面跑
When we did not see him,
当时我们没有看见他
we thought he was with our host.
以为他跟着那位朋友
The most frightening time was when we saw our host arriving back to us without him.
最可怕的一刻就是当我们看到朋友回来时，孩子并没有跟在他身边。
He assumed that our son was with us.
他以为孩子跟着我们。
When we thought that he was with him.
而我们则以为孩子跟着他。
And the next 20 minutes felt like 20 days.
接下来的20分钟仿佛20天那么长。
We ran from place to place.
我们找遍每个角落
In the back streets of East London,
就在伦敦东区的每一个街道
Our hearts were pounding,
我们心乱如麻
Our knees were shaking,
我们双膝打颤
Our mouths were dry,
我们口干舌燥
We ran from place to place,
我们找遍每一个角落
Like mad people,
就像疯子一样
Asking everyone we can see,
询问每一个路人
Have you seen a little seven-year-old boy?
你有没有看到一个七岁大的小男孩
And I don't have to tell you what that feeling was about if you've ever experienced it.
如果你经历过同样的事，我就不用多说那是什么感觉的了
You will only understand what I'm trying to tell you if you've been through experience like this.
只要你有类似的经验，就会明白我想说的是什么。
Imagine with me.
现在和我一起来想象一下。
Here we are in a strange country.
在一个全然陌生的国家。
In a strange city.
一个完全陌生的城市。
And it's not the best part of the city.
而且在一个不算上等的普通区域。
Feeling empty and terrified.
心里又怕又慌。
Looking for our seven-year-old son.
找寻我们七岁大的儿子
Finally,
终于
we found him walking back,
我们看到他走了回来
having given up running after our host's car.
原来他一直追着朋友的车跑实在追不上才走回来的
But from that moment on, something happened to me.
从那一刻起我的内心就发生了某种变化
Every time I read the Bible's story about the lost and found, I always remember this bad experience.
每次读到圣经里有关失丧和寻回的故事，我就会想起那次可怕的经历。
In Luke 15, Jesus tells us three stories.
在路加福音十五章中，耶稣告诉了我们三个故事。
The story of the lost sheep.
迷失的羊。
The story of the lost coin,
遗失的钱
and the story of the lost son,
还有浪子的故事
Jesus told these stories in response to the Pharisees' accusations and criticism.
耶稣说这些比喻是为了回应法利赛人的攻击和指责
The Pharisees were complaining about Jesus speaking with sinners.
法利赛人指责耶稣去跟罪人说话
Because Jesus loved the lost sinners.
因为耶稣爱这些失丧的罪人。
His deep desire was to bring sinners to repentance.
他最深的渴望就是罪人能够悔改。
Jesus' willingness is to restore repentant sinners.
耶稣想要使悔改的罪人能重新做人。
And that drew criticism from the traditionalists and the self-righteous Pharisees.
这就遭到了那些自以为义又迂腐的法利赛人的批评。
The Pharisees were more interested in keeping the tradition than salvation.
法利赛人热衷于传统，远超过救恩。
Now these stories of the lost and found can be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15.
这些关于失丧与寻回的故事都记载在《路加福音》第十五章里。
Now, a tax collector and sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered.
但法利赛人和文士私下议论说，
This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭。
Now the original word for mutter
议论这个词
is used in the Old Testament.
在旧约中已经出现过了。
It is used when the Israelites murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
在旷野的时候，以色列百姓为反对摩西和亚伦而议论纷纷。
It means that there is an undercurrent of discontentment.
这意味着一股不满的暗潮。
It means that when their expectations were not met, they complained.
这意味着他们的期望得不到满足时就抱怨。
But you see, murmuring does not stay as murmuring.
然而你要知道，私下的不满并不仅止于议论纷纷。
Murmur soon reached a great crescendo of hate.
暗地里的批评很快就会成为公然的仇恨。
And a few years later, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
几年后，他们就喊着说：“钉他十字架！钉他十字架！”
Why did the Pharisees criticize Jesus?
为什么法利赛人要指责耶稣呢？
First of all,
首先
their expectations of what the Messiah should do and behave differed from the way they expected him.
他们所盼望的弥赛亚和他们所看见的耶稣大相径庭。
Their expectations of what the Messiah should do and behave differed from the way Jesus lived.
他们所期待的弥赛亚和耶稣生活的表现完全不同。
Their vision for the Messiah was different from his vision.
他们想象中的弥赛亚和耶稣所看见的大不相同。
They did not want him to receive sinners.
他们不愿意他接纳罪人。
The reason Jesus received sinners,
然而耶稣接纳罪人的原因，
because he came to save sinners,
是因为他来就是要拯救罪人的。
He came to save them from their sin,
他来就是要救他们脱离罪恶的辖制。
Jesus came from heaven,
耶稣从天降临，
so that everyone who repents of their sin be saved.
是凡认罪悔改的人都能得救。
So, if these who were following empty rituals were complaining, so be it.
如果那些迂腐的伪善之人要埋怨，就随他们去吧。
I want to speak to two types of people who are listening to me tonight.
我想对今天正在收听节目的这两种人谈谈。
First of all,
第一种。
I want to speak for those who do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior.
就是还没有认耶稣基督为你的主和救主的人。
If you have not repented of your sins,
如果你还没有认罪悔改，
you are lost.
那么你就是失丧的人。
You're not only lost in this life, but you're lost for eternity.
你不仅只是迷失在今生，乃是失丧在永恒里。
And Jesus is seeking after you.
而耶稣正在寻找你。
And he wants to bring you to his kingdom.
他想要把你带回他的国度。
Then a second audience I want to speak to, those who believe in Jesus Christ.
第二种人就是那些已经相信耶稣基督的信徒。
And that is you must be willing to seek after the lost.
你必须去寻找那些失落的人。
More than anything else,Jesus wants you to reach out for the lost.
耶稣要你去寻找失丧的人，远胜过任何一件事。
Don't let fear stop you from doing this.
不要让惧怕拦住你。
Don't let criticism stop you.
不要让别人的批评拦住你。
If you want to follow Jesus' example,
如果你想要效法耶稣的样式。
If you want to have Jesus' heart,
如果你想要以基督的心为心，
Then you must be willing to reach for the lost.
那么你就必须去寻找失丧的人。
Because everywhere I look in the gospel,
因为在福音书里我看到，
I see Jesus seeking after the lost.
无论何时，耶稣都在寻找失丧的人。
bringing those who have surrendered their life to him.
带领那些愿意把生命交给他的人。
Their repentance will make heaven rejoice.
这人的悔改带来天上的欢乐。
This was Jesus' desire and mission.
这就是耶稣的愿望和使命。
And it should be yours and mine.
也要成为你我的愿望和使命。
If you have the Gospel of Luke in front of you,
如果你手边有圣经的话,
and look at verse 4, 5, 6, and 7.
请和我一起来读《路加福音》第十五章四到七节。
Jesus turns to the Pharisees and says the following.
耶稣就对法利赛人说,
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.
你们中间谁有一百只羊失去一只?
Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
不把这九十九只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢?
And when he finds it,
找着了,
he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.
就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。
Over one sinner who repents,
一个罪人悔改，
than over 99 righteous persons who do not need repentance.
较比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
As you know,
大家都知道，
rank is extremely important.
论资排辈是非常重要的。
So, if you talk to a leading commander, the same way you talk to a foot soldier, you'll offend him.
如果你用对小兵说话的口吻来与将军说话，你一定会冒犯他。
If you talk to a king the same way you talk to a street sweeper, you will risk being put in jail.
如果你用对扫大街的人说话的口吻来对国王说话，你就会有牢狱之灾。
And this is what is happening in this conversation.
这就是耶稣与法利赛人的对话里所发生的冲突。
You do not talk to the Pharisee the same way you talk to a shepherd.
你不能用对牧羊人说话的口气来对法利赛人说话。
That will make him angry.
这会使他们恼羞成怒。
But Jesus talked to the Pharisees the same way he would talk to a shepherd.
然而耶稣就用这同样的口吻对法利赛人说话。
Jesus refused to show the difference to their rank.
耶稣总是一视同仁，不分阶级地位。
And you know rank is very important.
你要知道，地位对法利赛人来说是很重要的。
Jesus was not intimidated by all these high religious officials.
然而耶稣却不被这些上层社会的宗教领袖所威胁。
And he did two things.
他做了两件事。
First,
第一，
he would not talk their language and debate some finer points of the law.
他不跟他们咬文嚼字，对律法的繁文缛节争论不休。
He addressed them as if they were uneducated villagers.
他用对无知乡民说话的口吻对他们说话。
He tells them a simple village story.
他只不过给他们讲了一个乡间的小故事。
He talked to them in a colloquial language.
他用最浅显的词语和他们交谈。
But what is even worse than this?
更糟的是，
He puts them in the same class as the unclean shepherd.
他把他们当作与牧羊人同一等级的人。
Back then,
在那个时代，
the shepherds were considered unclean because of their constant association with animals.
由于经常和牲口在一起，牧羊人被看为是不洁净的人。
The Pharisees referred to the shepherds as the people of the land.
法利赛人更把牧羊人视为农民。
They avoided them.
他们回避牧羊人。
A Pharisee, if he would own 100 sheep, he would hire a shepherd or two to take care of them.
如果一个法利赛人有一百只羊，他会雇佣一两个牧人来照管羊群。
In fact, a Pharisee would rather lose 100 sheep than wander in the desert looking for them.
实际上，法利赛人宁可失去100只羊，也不会到旷野去寻找他们。
And in our countries of the Middle East,
在中东地区的乡间，
you never find an educated man or sophisticated man that would ever go to work as a shepherd.
你绝不会看见任何一个受过教育、具有社会地位的人愿意去做牧羊的人，
or even wander in the wilderness.
或甚至到旷野去走走。
These Pharisees would have expected words like the following.
这些法利赛人想听的是下面的话
Who of you owning 100 sheep?
有人拥有100只羊
If a report came to him
如果有人来报告
That one of these sheep is lost
一只羊走失了
And he would not send his servant to the shepherd responsible
他难道不会差他的仆人去找负责看管的牧羊人算账
And then he threatened that shepherd with heavy fine if he didn't find the sheep.
并威胁那个牧人说，如果你不找回那只羊，就重重地罚他。
But Jesus did not speak this way.
然而耶稣没有这么说。
As you know,
众所周知，
family origin is very important.
家庭背景是很重要的。
And a carpenter's son is socially considered to be nothing.
一个木匠的儿子通常被视为无名小卒。
And no doubt that way that Jesus spoke shocked these Pharisees.
这也难怪耶稣的话令法利赛人吃惊。
But Jesus wanted to remind them of their responsibility.
但耶稣想让他们知道自己的责任。
Which they have neglected.
而这责任是他们忽略已久的。
What is that responsibility?
什么责任呢?
To be shepherds to the people.
就是做百姓的牧人。
He possibly was trying to remind them of Psalm 100.
他也许是提醒他们回想诗篇一百篇。
Or Psalm 23.
或者诗篇第二十三篇。
God is the great shepherd.
神是大牧者。
He possibly was trying to remind them.
也许耶稣是要提醒他们。
Of Isaiah 40 verse 11.
以赛亚书第四十章第十一节
Like shepherd, he will tend his flock in his arm.
他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群
Or possibly he was trying to remind them of Isaiah 53:6.
也许耶稣是在重述以赛亚书第五十三章第六节
We all like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷
Each of us has turned to his own way.
个人偏行己路。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He possibly was saying to them, Remember Ezekiel 34.
耶稣也许是在对他们说，要记得以西结书第三十四章里所说的。
And there the shepherds kept the spiritual food to themselves.
这些牧人只知道喂养自己
And they were starving the flock of God.
却是神的羊挨饿
But some people have asked me,
但有些人问我说
How come the shepherd leaves the 99 sheep in danger just to find one?
牧人怎能撇下99只羊在危险中不管只顾去寻找那一只羊呢
And I want to answer that question.
我愿意回答这个问题。
I'm going to ask you please to tune in so you can hear the answer to that question.
如果你想知道答案的话，请你一定准时收听我们下次的节目。
We're going to tell you where the 99 were kept.
我会告诉你那99只羊在哪里。
And who was taking care of them.
又是谁在照管他们的。
Until next time, God bless you.
愿神赐福给你。下次节目再会。
是的，我亲爱的好朋友，为您进行的节目是由约瑟夫牧师主讲，安详为您翻译，有林真儿我为您在空中服务的《天路导向》。您刚刚收听的呢，是我们刚刚开始的新一系列信息，叫做《失丧与寻回》。 正儿也相信啊，凡是收听这个节目的亲爱的好朋友呢，大概很多都是非常年轻的，和正儿差不多大的，或者是在学校里面啊学习英文的，或者是一些对英文比较感兴趣，或者呢是一些虽然听不懂英文，但是对神的话语很感兴趣的亲爱的好朋友。无论您是属于刚刚正儿提到的哪一个类别，正儿都特别的感谢神，因为今天就是您得到神的福气，就是您要被找寻的好日子。其实说到这个失丧这件事儿啊，正儿其实自己虽然呢啊也常常有一些迷路的经验啊，或者是失去一些东西的那种经验啊，可是呢啊正儿自己内心深处啊藏着这样的一个故事，关于失丧的故事。那这个故事呢，恐怕正儿一时半会儿呢还没有办法在一次节目里面跟您说清楚，但是没有关系，正儿会在以后的一段时间里面呢每一集的节目里面跟您谈一谈这个经历。其实要说到这个失丧的故事呢，得要从正儿自己的父母亲开始说起。正儿在出生之前呢父母亲已经有了三个孩子。那正儿的妈妈呢有两个儿子一个女儿，她最疼爱的呢就是她的小儿子。那这个小儿子呢长得非常的漂亮，也非常的可爱啊，身周围的所有的家人朋友都非常的爱她。当这个小孩四岁的那一年啊，有一天他突然失踪了。那正儿的父母亲呢就四处托人去寻找他，在许多不同的地方不同的城市都登了寻人启事，但是找啊找啊找了很久啊都没有找到。所以过了一个礼拜以后呢正儿的父母亲当时已经心里面是绝望了，可是呢由于他们心里面对这个儿子的那种疼爱，那种无限的爱惜，使他们根本没有办法放弃他们的寻找。所以他们心里面的那种渴望就促使他们不断的继续的还是要去寻找。那至于找到了没有呢由于今天时间的关系，正儿也没有办法继续的和您分享。但是这个故事之所以那么深刻的也印在正儿的生命当中，是因为这个故事也与正儿自己的生命有很紧密的联系。如果您想要知道故事的结果的话呢，您就要按时收听《天路导向》这个节目。无论如何，刚刚正儿和您分享的经历主要是带到一个话题，就是天父对我们的这种不离不弃而且是永远到底的爱，就促使他没有办法放弃对我们的寻找。他爱我们到一个地步，使他亲自差遣他的独生爱子来到世上，为了拯救我们。亲爱的好朋友，如果您现在还是一个失丧的灵魂，那今天就是您回到父家的时候，正儿也愿意来为您祷告。当然也盼望在未来的日子里面，您可以时常收听《天路导向》这个节目，也可以在空中和正儿有一些互动和交流。正儿愿意送给您一本小册子，叫做《找寻渴求已久的喜乐》（Finding the Joy You've Always Wanted）。如果您想要找寻这份您渴求已久的喜乐的话呢，就要写信给《天路导向》的林真儿，双木林，真理的真，儿女的儿。好的，愿神赐福给您和您的全家人，我们下次节目再会，拜拜。